I'm now going to proceed to the next part of today's lecture on direct and indirect questions. As you're learning question words in Nuchanov, words like who, what, how, and where, you'll find that every question word in Nuchanov has two different versions, a direct version and an indirect version. For example, achak means who in direct questions, but in indirect questions, the word for who is yak. Yaq, yuck. The direct and indirect forms of what are akuk and quick. The direct and indirect forms of how are akin and qua. And the two forms of where are wasi and hish. In order to study these, you can go to the first words. On the first page of first words, you'll find the four most common question words, which are who, what, where, and how, and they're both their direct and indirect forms. So once again, for who, those forms are achuk and yuk. For what, the forms are akuk and quick. For where, the forms are wasi and hish. For how, the forms are akin and qua. Some of your the difference between direct and indirect questions is difficult to grasp. At first, it's one of the things that I find you really need several examples of it before it starts to make sense to you. If I gave you just one example, contrasting direct and indirect questions, and gave you an explanation of it, most of you would have trouble understanding. But now that we're several units in, you've seen several examples of this phenomenon that we can now use to talk about how it works. The first one I'm going to look at is in Unit 4 on Classroom. In conversation one of our classroom unit, person A asks, "Akak If the thing that we're talking about is paper, the proper answer is pipa-ish. It is paper, pipa-ish. But I've also given you the negative response, "Hayum hesish I don't know what it is. "Hayum hesish Compare the first sentence, "Akak with the third sentence, Hayum Hesish. In both cases, we have a what question, but the first one is a direct question using akak, whereas the other one is an indirect question using quick, Hayum Hesish. The basic difference between direct and indirect questions is that a direct question asks for information. When I say akak, I want you to tell me what this is. But when I say Hayum Hesish, I don't know what it is, I'm not asking for information. Rather, the indirect question, quickie, what it is, represents the information I don't know. So a direct question asks for information. An indirect question simply represents unknown information. The first conversation of Unit 4 Classroom gives you an example of direct and indirect questions with what. In Unit 5, conversation 4 is a conversation that you can use at a party, for example, if you don't know who some people are and you're asking your friend to explain who's who. The key questions here, the key sentences here are achak ha, who's that? Achak ha. And the response, hayum hesish yaki. That's the fifth sentence in the conversation. Hayum hesish yaki. I don't know who he or she is. So in each case, we have a question about who, but the first one is a direct question that asks for information. Achak ha. Who is that? Achak ha. The second one is an indirect question that simply represents unknown information. It's not asking for information, it's just saying, this is something I don't know about. Hayum hesish yaki. So this first question uses the direct form of who, which is achak. The second one sentence uses the indirect form of who, which is yuk. You might notice that English also makes a distinction between direct and indirect questions, but in English it's much more subtle. When I say, who is that? The order of is and that is that is comes first. But when I say, I don't know who that is comes after that. You see that? Who is that? Who that is. In English, direct and indirect questions differ only in the order of the verb. And it's very subtle. It's so subtle you might not have noticed it before. In Nuchonal, the distinction is much stronger. First, we have completely different roots for the direct versus indirect questions, achuk versus yuk. Second, the direct question is marked by question mood, achuk, that back H is the question mood, whereas the indirect question is marked with the weak mood, yaki, yaki. You might also have seen examples where indirect questions are marked with the unknown mood, yakosi or kwekosi. Nuchonal has both of these moods, weak and unknown, and both of them are compatible with indirect questions. The difference is that the weak mood is neutral in meaning. It simply marks unspecified information. Kwekhi, whatever that is. Yaki, whoever that is. Whereas the unknown mood, kwekosi, yakosi, emphasizes the fact that I have no clue. Hayum hesish kwekosi, I have no idea what this is. Hayum hesish yakosi, I have no idea who that is. So weak mood and unknown mood are both compatible with indirect questions, and the distinction between them is how certain or uncertain you are about the information. We have another example of indirect questions in the weather unit. Take a look at conversation three in the weather unit. One of the ways we ask about the weather is Aken at nas, literally, how is the day now? Aken at nas. The negative response is Hayum hesish qua'atli nas. I don't know how the day is. Hayum hesish qua'atli nas. In this case, we're looking at how questions. Aken at is a direct how question. I'm asking you to tell me how the day is. Whereas qua'atli is an indirect how question. It simply represents the information I don't have. That is a brief overview of direct versus indirect questions in Nuchonov. To summarize, every question word in Nuchonov has two versions, a direct and an indirect form. We've looked at the direct and indirect forms of who, what, where, and how. I might also have mentioned the direct and indirect forms of how many, which are una and kopma in Central dialect and ana and kopma in East Barkly Sound dialect. So every question word has these two versions. In addition, direct questions are completed by the question mood. That question mood represents the fact that the speaker is requesting information. Indirect questions, on the other hand, are completed by weak or unknown mood. That simply marks the unknown information. That's all I have to say today about direct and indirect questions. We will keep coming back to this, and we'll be learning more and more complex direct and indirect questions. I highly recommend when you practice these conversations that we just talked about, you practice both the positive answers and the negative answers. The negative answers are there for your practice. So when you're practicing with your conversation partner and your conversation partner asks, nas, how is the day? Get them to ask you several times so that sometimes you can give them a positive answer, it's fog, it's cloudy now. And sometimes you can give them a negative answer, hayum hesish qua'atli nas, I don't know how the day is. Practicing both of those will start to train your brain to form indirect questions on the fly. We have a question about the Barkly Sound question. Aken athat nas. How is the day now? Aken athat nas. The ha is the question mood ending for he, she, or it. It completes the sentence. It lets us know that the sentence is a question. And it also agrees with the subject. It lets us know that the subject is an it. Those are the functions of that ending. Ha. Yeah, let's compare ha to ma. So the question might be Aken athat nas, how is the day? The answer might be Hlitwahakatma, it is cloudy now. Hlitwahakatma. In the question we use question mood ha, but in the answer we use real mood ma. That is a very explicit distinction that Nuchonov makes between questions and statements that English does not make. Someone has pointed out that the indirect form of where is not listed under indefinites in the first words. That's because the indirect form of wasi is hish, H-I barred L, hish. And Hish does double duty. Hish is both the indirect version of wasi, and it's a verb meaning to be at a place. So let's say that we asked in Central dialect, wasih Vicky? Where is Vicky? Wasih Vicky? We might answer, Hish ish ihatis. She's in a hattis. Hish ish ihatis. In this case, hish is a verb meaning to be at a place. Hish ish ihatis. If I don't know, I might say, Hayum hisish hishi. I don't know where she is. Hayum hisish hishi. In this case, hish is an indefinite marking an indirect where question. Hish is the only word that does double duty like this. And that's why you won't find it under the indefinites. Instead, you'll find it under location words. So the indirect version of, to repeat, the indirect version of wasi is hish. And in the first words resource, it's listed under location words rather than under indefinites. This is because hish does double duty, but I only want to list it in one place. Yes, hishlusi is a perfectly good word. Hayum hisish hishlusi. I have no clue where she is. Hayum hisish hishlusi.